Back in 2013, M&T Bank was in the midst of pursuing an acquisition of Hudson City Bancorp, a New Jersey institution. The Buffalo-based bank ran into some regulatory issues with the federal government. Rich Gold, vice chairman of M&T, says the issue was with the bank's anti-money laundering and Bank Secrecy Act programs.
Our program was not deemed to be commensurate with the size and the complexity of M&T at that time.
M&T completed its acquisition of Hudson City Bancorp in 2015, but since June 2013, they were held to restrictions spelled out in a letter of agreement with the federal government. That letter has now been lifted, and it lifts the burden off M&T's shoulders for future acquisitions. But Gold says it's not a simple blanket approval by the government.
While a tremendously important impediment has been eliminated as of today, we still have to go through an approval process with our regulators for any potential merger or acquisition that we might consider.
And according to Gold, the biggest lesson for the bank is not to take that for granted. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.